Let's pray. God, anoint him afresh. Glory. Hallelujah to God.
I tell you, folks, I think God's trying to get us over the top of the mountain right here on a Wednesday night. He's longing to pour out his spirit upon us, and that's exactly what we need. That's exactly what we've got to have, is the touch of God, and the power of God working in our midst. And isn't it wonderful when he interrupts the program? I tell you, that's what we need more of. Need him to just interrupt it. His church, his people, his camp meeting, we just need him to do what only he can do. Come down right in our midst and interrupt things and do it just like he wants to do it. There ain't no telling what would take place if we'd let him do that. Really, there is no telling. What would happen in our midst if we would just allow him to have his way? And that's probably what we need to do more than anything else, is just make up in our mind right now, I'm going to let him have his way in my life. Whatever he longs to do, whatever he desires to do, I'm going to allow him to do it in my life. Because, folks, we're desperate for what he longs to do for us. We really are. I know he's got a plan. I know he's got a purpose. I know he's got a desire in regards to this service. And I want him to have his will. And I want to be a part of it. Whatever he sees fit to do, that's what I long for him to do in our midst. We're in a struggle. It's a life and death struggle. We're in a battle like we've never been in. And folks, the only way out is the Holy Ghost. That's the only way out. That's the only hope we've got, is the power of the Holy Ghost. And in Isaiah 64 is where I want you to turn. Isaiah chapter 64. And we're going to read some scripture. I tell you, folks, what God did around here this morning was just powerful. It really was. It was just powerful. It was unbelievable. Just wave after wave, really. We were in here for 2 hours, and we heard the word of God. And in the midst of that teaching, we'd just pause and worship the Lord, wouldn't we? And the Holy Ghost would just sweep through this place. And I loved it. And there is a difference tonight. There is a difference tonight. And I don't know how long that I'll preach. And I don't even know everything that I'll say, but I know one thing for sure. God is longing to do a work right here for us tonight. And we just must allow him to do it. We just must. Isaiah 64, verse 1. Have you ever prayed this prayer? Have you ever prayed this Old Testament prayer? Why don't we pray it together? At least the first verse. Would you pray it with me? You ready? 64 and 1. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. What a prayer. What a prayer. It starts with that spirit of humility. Oh, that sense of urgency, that sense of desire. You automatically recognize that the man praying this prayer is broken. Oh, that thou wouldest rend. Just. rend the heavens. That after you rend them, would you come down? You ever felt like the heavens were brass? And everything that you were trying to do just couldn't get you through it? You just felt like you was hitting that a glass ceiling is what they call it in our day. You just couldn't get beyond it. You just got to pray. Would you rend them? Would you rend the heavens? Would you come down that the mountains might flow down at thy presence? As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things which we looked not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Now, I want you to do it one more time. I want you to raise your hands. And I tell you what, let's just pray that prayer. God, would you rend the heavens? God, would you rend the heavens? Oh, God, would you rend the heavens one more time? Would you come down? Oh, God, would you rend the heavens? Would you do it one more time, Lord? We're desperate for you. Oh, God, would you move among us as only you can? God, would you continue to pour out your Spirit among us? Oh, God. Oh, God, would you rend the heavens? Oh, God, we can't do it without you. Oh, God, we've got to have you. Oh, Father, would you move among us? Oh, would you rend the heavens? Would you come down? Oh, Father, would you come down among us like never before? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. How many knows that he's here? Oh, he's already answering the prayer. We've already felt him. Oh, God. Oh, God, I don't have to preach this. You do what you long to do. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, God. Let's raise our hands at least one more time. Oh, God. Praise the Lord. 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 Oh, God. 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 That you just rend them and come down in our midst.
Your house, your people, have your way, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Hallelujah to God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, folks, I sense that hunger among you. Oh, God. Oh, I sense that hunger. He's rending the heavens. He's coming down among us. Oh, we've got to have the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just obey the Lord. Just obey the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, folks, I'm not afraid to preach, nor am I trying to get out of preaching. I'm just trying to stay in the flow, though. That's the most important thing, is that we let the Holy Ghost have His way. And I feel with an assurance that God is wanting to take control of some things around here and just have His way right here at the Emmanuel Holiness Camp Meeting. On a Wednesday night, He's wanting to show Himself to be God. He's desiring to work in our midst. Those mountains that you can't get over, they're going to flow down at His presence. Oh, the fire is going to boil. The fire is going to burn. The fire is going to be real. God's going to move in our midst once again. Why don't we just let Him do it? Why don't we just let Him do it? Why don't we just step out from where we are and say, God, I already recognize Your presence. I already feel Your power. I'm just going to let You have Your way in my life. I tell you, in a service like this, you can be healed by the power of God. In a service like this, you can get filled with the Holy Ghost. In a service like this, backsliders can come back home. In a service like this, sinners can get saved. I tell you, friend, God is in this place. You don't need me to tell you that. We just need to respond appropriately. I said we just need to respond appropriately. We just need to yield to the Holy Ghost. I beg you, I plead with you. If you've ever let God have His way in your life, would you do it now? This could be the turning point that we've been looking for. This could be the breakthrough that we've been praying about. This could be the starting point for the restoration right here tonight. If we'll just let Him have His way. Oh, God. Oh, would you rend the heavens? Oh, would you rend the heavens? Oh, would you rend the heavens? Oh, God. I had heard that old William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, was praying and fasting for revival. So a young man thought, I'm going to go see how he does it. And so he went to his office looking for William Booth. And the secretary or whoever was there to greet him said, oh, he's not here. Where is he? Well, he's in the church. Oh, he's in the church. Well, can I go see him? And she basically said, if you dare, sure you can go. If you'd like, but he's in the church. When that man opened the door of that church, he said he felt like he was in the presence of God. He thought for sure he had stepped into the throne room of God. It was silent, it was quiet, and it was still. But he thought for sure he had stepped in the throne room of God. And then all of a sudden, he heard a broken voice. He heard a voice that he knew was mingled with tears. As that voice said, "Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Would you do it again? Got quiet. The young man stood there. Some time passed. And all of a sudden in the silence, "Oh, God. Oh, God. Would you do it again?" He noticed Mr. Booth was praying over his Bible. Later found out a man of God was praying over Acts chapter 2. And he had spent hours weeping over that page in his Bible, praying, "Oh God. I don't know how to do it, but I know he does." Anybody feel like holding Acts chapter 2 up and saying, "Oh God, would you just do it again? Would you just do it again?" I've never asked a congregation in my life to do what I just asked you to do. In fact, I didn't even think I'd do it. It's just come to mind. And I asked you to do it before I even thought. But is there anybody that'd like to raise it and say, "God, just do that right there again. I don't know how to do it, but I know you do." Would you rend the heavens? Would you rend the heavens? When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one accord. Could we do that? Could we all get in one accord right here? They were in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And they appeared cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That's what we're after. That's what we're praying for. I'm listening for the sound of the heavens to be rent. I'm listening for the sound of the wind. I'm looking for that flame of fire once again to settle on a congregation. I'm looking for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, would you help us right now as we do what we can to respond accordingly so that you do have your will and your way in this service tonight. Oh, just do that again. Everybody's got a formula for revival. Everybody's got a formula for what it takes to have a successful church. Everybody will tell you what you got to do to make camp meeting a success. I'll tell you what, just do that again. Just do that again. Acts 2, just pour it out on us one more time. We've got hungry hearts. I said we've got hungry hearts. I want to tell you, I've already seen it, and it's touched my heart, Brother Joey, looking at Brother Glenn. And seeing the burden and seeing the tears, looking at Brother Bobby and seeing the tears, looking at Brother Luther and seeing the tears, and sensing the desire and the longing, talking with Brother Jerry around the table and seeing the tears well up in his eyes as we talk about what God has done, but what God is still longing to do. I tell you what, I really believe. I really think
say we're on the verge of what we've been praying for. If we'll just let God have his way tonight. If we'll just give this service. If we'll just give our vessels completely and totally to him. There is no telling what we'll leave here talking about tonight. It won't be about the preacher. It won't be about the singer. It'll be about God. He poured it out. He did it again. He came. He came in response to our prayer. He rent the heavens. He came down. And revival was the result. Let me tell you, somebody will leave here healed if they'll just obey God.
Stand with me all in this sanctuary. I'm not going to preach this message. Oh, no. There'd be no way when God's wanting to do what he's longing to do. And I'm going to ask you one more time. If you've ever obeyed God, would you do it now? But preacher, you hadn't called the piano player. Now, I want to tell you, Sister Hazel is well capable, but there's nowhere in that book it says it's mandatory to have music or song. Now, I'm for it. We may get to it here in a little while, but for years, sometimes I've given altar calls. Let's just let God do it. Let's just let God do it. And I'll tell you where some of you are. You're right on the verge. You're right on the edge. I'm not a prophet, son of a prophet. I speak as a fool, but I sense in my spirit. We're just right on the edge. Somebody has just got to step out. Some's already been moving, but some of you just got to move on out. He's rent the heavens. He's come down in our midst. If you need healing, why don't you come? Why don't you come receive it? If you need the baptism in the Holy Ghost, why don't you step out and receive it? If you're lost, why don't you come get saved? I've been in services where folks got saved. Folks were getting sanctified. Folks were getting the Holy Ghost all at the same time. All you got to do is just step out and believe God. But listen, this is what we cannot afford to do. Hear me well. We can't waste this service. Did you hear me? We cannot waste this opportunity. It's too valuable. It's too important. We cannot miss this opportunity. If the water is troubled, you know what we better do? We better get in while the Spirit's moving. We better surrender our will to the will of God. We must not miss this moment or this opportunity. We must allow God to have his way in our lives. I'm not here to rebuke you, but I sure would. I sure would like to see you step out. Surely you're ready to move in this direction. Surely you're ready to move in this direction. Surely you're ready to come to these altars. Surely you're ready to let God have his way in your life. Surely. That's the altar call. I don't hardly know how else to do it. Preacher, we came expecting 45 minutes to an hour of a sermon. That's your problem, not mine. I want to tell you something. That's the reason we don't have no more of a move of God than what we do. We put God in our little box. We try to ascribe our agenda to his and say, God, you do it my way. But God ain't never done it your way. He ain't never done it my way. He's God. He's sovereign. He's here to move in our midst. I'm telling you, we got to let him have his way. We're going to be in trouble if we don't. We got to allow him to move in our midst. Oh, Brother Switzer. Brother Switzer, I'm so afraid of being a charismatic. I'm not afraid of being a Catholic, maybe, but not a charismatic. We ain't got to worry about that. The world would never accuse most Pentecostals of being charismatic. Maybe something else, but not that. But I tell you what I would like to do is let the Holy Ghost have
this way, where we can say, that's the old time power. That's the old time power. That's the old time power. That's what I remember as a boy. That's what I remember as a child. Oh, would you come this direction? Would you come this direction? Would you come to these altars? And let's beg God for a revival.
Oh, God. Oh, God. God, let it happen in these altars. Let it happen in these altars. Ah, yeah. Right here. Let it happen in these altars among your people. Oh, God. Those that are hungry are going to go away filled. The rich, he sent away empty. Those that had no desire. Those that had no longing. Those that refused to respond to what God was trying to do, they got sent away empty. But I'm telling you, the hungry and the thirsty, they're filled. They're filled. Oh, God. These are your people. They're the sheep of your pasture. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, he's coming down. He's already come down. Oh, he's already come down. We felt him in the song service, didn't we? Oh, we felt him in that congregational singing. We felt him. Sister Hazel got to singing, "Jesus, use me." We felt our hearts challenged as we heard the cry, "Even though it's humble, help my will to crumble." Oh, we felt him as Brother Glenn exhorted us. And we feel him right now in these altars. Oh, we feel him.
way out is here. I felt him when he ripped the heavens. He started this way. He didn't just drop in. He came in a hurry. Woo! He came in a hurry. Hey, that means you got to respond. I mean, get there.
Around, I care about this conference. When they approached me at work and said, "You